Hi there. It is week 51 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. And I'm not going to lie. It has been a year. There are a few years throughout my life. I am 52 years old, and there are a few years throughout my life that stick out for me as being exceptionally challenging. One of those years was 2015. The year that my mom passed. And I would say next to that is the year 2023/2024. I felt like going into 2023, as we were finding out that my daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer, that this was the worst possible thing that could ever happen to us and to her and to our family. And I felt like it was a run-on from 2023. It just kind of like ran into 2024. And as she was continuing with her chemotherapy treatments, and as we were continuing as a family to try and hold our heads up high, it just continually felt, there's that word again, that no matter how high we tried to go, there was always someone there ready to knock us out at the knees. And it went from my husband's health, my granddaughter's health, my daughter's health, my son's mental, emotional health. It's just been one thing after another after another. And the reason why I'm talking about this with you is because on social media, when you are on the outside looking in at someone's life, we think that everybody's living their best life. I mean, we think that everybody's got it going on. It looks so amazing. The aesthetic of our lives is like brilliant. But the truth is that we're going through a lot in our lives right now. We're living in a time of social media. We're living through a time of uncertainty politically. We're living through the fallout of a sickness that we have yet to understand what the sickness will do to our bodies and what the vaccines that they gave us would do to our bodies. We're living in a time where we are more disconnected than we've ever been. We're living in a time where people are extra, extra people-y. And the life lessons are compounding. And I'm sharing this with you because even though these last 2 years have been some of the toughest moments in my life, it didn't mean that in amongst all of that, there wasn't joy. Because there was. I can pick them out. I can pick up triumphs. I can pick up celebrations. I can pick up new friendships and bonds and connections and laughter and joy. I can find those moments in that shit. It's there. But there was more of the other stuff that knocked the wind out of me than the other. But if I look at those lessons and if I look at all those things and if I dwell on that, then that's exactly the burden that I'll take in with me to 2025. So instead, I have to thank Spirit for showing us how strong that we are united as a family. I have to thank Spirit for early diagnosis. I have to thank Spirit for exposing truths. I have to thank Spirit for bringing healing. And as hard as that healing has been, and as a difficult journey as it has been, I know that we're going through it for a purpose. Because I know in my heart that every breakdown is always, no matter what, a breakthrough. And so, as we turn the corner to a new year, I remind myself continually over and over again that it wasn't boring, that we made it through, that we're stronger and better people for it. I believe I'm a better mother, I'm a better friend, I'm a better daughter. I'm a better sister. I'm a better everything because of what this journey has brought me. And I remind myself that as I look on to the aesthetic of other people's lives, that we're all just in it together. And we're all just doing every single thing we can to keep going. And so I share this with you today because I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that me, you, a billionaire, a queen, a king, a superstar, when we're gone, all of our bones look the same. And all of our life lessons hurt the same and felt the same, no matter what the outside aesthetic said. We are in this together. And my spirit loves your spirit, and we all just need to keep going and have an amazing 2025. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.